Bush and Cheney training for the White House.
Flush with convention momentum, George W. Bush whistle stops through Democratic territory. This is Barry Bagnato on the Bush campaign train.
While Al Gore chides the GOP.
I have to ask, what planet have they been on?
And a frigid flight across the Pacific.
I'm David Dow in Los Angeles, where authorities still can't believe the survival of an apparent stowaway.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Ed Crane. They kicked off their new campaign the old-fashioned way. George W. Bush and Dick Cheney riding the rails and searching for votes in western Pennsylvania and Ohio. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato's along for the ride.
This train is tracking down voters in towns like Wampum, Pennsylvania. The crowds for Bush and his running mate have not been huge, but they're lively. Dave Markey runs a business in Wampum.
I think he's got a lot of potential to be a great presidential leader.
Cement worker Jim Hackett supports Gore, but does Bush have a chance in these Democratic strongholds?
According to the polls, I think he does.
Why do you think he has a chance?
I think there's a lot of backlash against Clinton.
Bush tells reporters he'll keep up his attacks on the Clinton-Gore years.
I'm going to continue pointing up differences, and I will do so in a respectful way.
So far on this rail trip through four key industrial states, his main appeal has been, give me a chance. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, aboard the Bush campaign train, Youngstown, Ohio.
After a Carolina vacation, Al Gore's returned to the campaign trail in Chicago, where he gave an enthusiastic convention of firefighters a history lesson.
Our opponents may not like to hear it, but it is not recession time in America like it was back in 1992.
The vice president also sought to recapture the national spotlight that's clearly belonged to the Bush-Cheney ticket this week.
I'll be running to bring new hope and a new vision for the future, not to restore the faded days and the rusted ways of the old guard.
Now this.
The following is a parable. You know, a story with fictitious characters that makes a point. A lion, a giraffe, a lamb, and a very hard-to-please rhino all got together to resolve the problems of the animal kingdom. First, they got rid of Cable, because Cable's fuzzy picture and rate hikes were ruining everything. But the rhino was still unhappy. Then along came Digital Dynamite, new from Dish Network. Just $34.99 a month, and you get an advanced Dish Network satellite TV system, over 100 channels, all in 100% digital perfection, hassle-free in-home service, and you don't even have to buy the equipment. And now subscribe to any of our movie packages, and you get the first 3 months free. If the animals could agree on anything, they'd call 1-888-441-DISH, 1-888-441-DISH, or go to their Dish Network retailer, and they'd all live happily ever after. Even the rhino, who never agreed on anything, would agree. The moral of the story? Get new Digital Dynamite from Dish Network.
Offer expires October 31st, 2000. 12-month programming commitment and $99 setup fee required. Setup includes standard professional installation and first-month plan payment. Cancellation penalties and restrictions apply. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice.
French investigators say the horrible chain of events that brought down the Concorde last month may have begun when the speeding plane struck a piece of runway debris. Elaine Cobb has more from Paris.
A 1.5-foot strip of metal, which did not come from the Concorde, has been identified amidst the debris found on the runway. That almost certainly means it was there as the plane sped towards takeoff. The Accident Investigation Bureau says part of the tire debris found on the runway shows a large gash, which could have been caused by a sharp metal object. The airport authorities say the runway was checked just a few hours before the doomed Concorde took off, but it is also used by other flights. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
While scores of passengers relaxed with a movie, a meal, and a reclining seat inside a pressurized Air France jet, another man spent 8 hours beneath the cabin in a death-defying journey to America. David Dow has the incredible details live from Los Angeles.
A hospital spokesman called it miraculous. A man who apparently crossed the Pacific from Tahiti in the wheel well of an Air France jumbo jet is in good condition after treatment for extreme hypothermia. David Langness of the UCLA Medical Center.
We're still not sure neurologically if he is going to be okay. There's very little oxygen at the altitudes he was flying, 38,000 feet, where it's 50 below zero.
When discovered, the still unidentified man had a body temperature of 79 degrees. Anything under 85 is normally fatal. Live in Los Angeles, I'm David Dow, CBS News.
Alaska Air pulled 17 of its MD-80 and DC-9s out of service today, noting earlier inspections might have produced false readings. The planes were being reinspected to check the steering components of the plane's tail sections, one of which is blamed for a January crash that killed 88 people. You're listening to the World News Roundup.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they've reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big timers you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
Doctors treating Gerald Ford in Philadelphia offered some mixed news about his condition.
But part of from his stroke has resolved, and his speech is better from that. What's at issue is why his tongue was swollen when he arrived, and is painful to him and is causing him a lot of difficulties.
Neurologist Dr. Robert Schwartzman says it could be the result of trauma, perhaps infection, or even cancer. A biopsy may have to be performed. Amid reports that Firestone tires used on popular SUVs like the Ford Explorer can peel off their casings and cause accidents, Sears has announced it will no longer sell three types of the tires, Firestone's ATX, ATX2, and Wilderness tires. Though Firestone insists they're among the safest on the road, the government says they've been linked to close to 200 accidents and more than 20 deaths. For the first time in 4 years, the U.S. economy is losing jobs. 108,000 disappeared last month. Most of them were temporary positions with the Census Bureau, the national jobless rate remaining near a 30-year low of 4%. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
LendingTree.com is turning the tables on the loan process. Now, rather than going from bank to bank in search of the best deal, you can have over 100 banks and lenders actually competing for your business. You fill out one simple form, then within hours, you'll receive up to 4 great offers. It's easy, it's free, and let's face it, it's better. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.lendingtree.com.
Jenny, I heard about a hot opportunity at Booyah Technology. Perfect for an IT hot dog like you.
Cool, Bill. How do I apply?
Call 800.
There's a better way, people. Computerjobs.com. Real jobs. Updated hourly. Customized to your individual profile. The control you need. The results you deserve. If you're serious about your IT career, you'll go there.
Computerjobs.com. Outlive your code. Upgrade your future.
An expected shortage of flu vaccine for the coming winter as federal officials considering an unorthodox approach to the supply and demand problem. The idea under consideration is to give healthy people just half a dose and save the full-strength vaccine for the ill and elderly. The latest heartbreak in the Daryl Strawberry saga, word that doctors have found a new tumor on his stomach. The 38-year-old colon cancer survivor expected to undergo surgery soon in New York. Wall Street wrapped up the week on a positive note, the Dow gaining 61 points, the NASDAQ finishing ahead 27. If you're passing through Twinsburg, Ohio this weekend, be prepared to be confused. The town's being overrun by twins, triplets, even quadruplets, all gathered for the 25th annual Twins Days Festival. 3,000 sets of twins are expected to double their pleasure, including Lavona and Lavelle de Richmond, who've been coming since 1977 when they honeymooned with their husbands and twin brothers, Al and Arthur. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, August 4th, 2000. The broadcast produced by Greg Armstrong. I'm Ed Crane, CBS News.